dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Do you feel like the temperature of the pilgrimage changed a little this morning? And I'm not simply talking about the breezes of the Mount of Olives. I refer to what I think a lot of us were thinking about. You know, for the last few days in Galilee, we were thinking of this young, vigorous Christ preaching, covering those great distances, fasting in the Mount of the Temptations. Strong Christ who was a master of his own ship. And here it begins to change. When we think of him prostrate on a rock like this, praying, with his disciples not far away. The intention for which we're offering the Eucharist today is for the sick and the dying of the Archdiocese. Those who in a real way believe through the eyes of faith, share in the suffering of Christ. And what would the Word of God have us think about this morning? I'm going to suggest two things. One is our ministry to the sick. Visiting them, caring for them. I think we may not have this as part of our life for two reasons. One might be that we're just busy and it just doesn't cross our minds. We don't hear that so-and-so's in the hospital or shut in. It doesn't cross me. But I also think for a lot of us there is a feeling, well, what do I do when I get there? What can I say? I think of a priest who took my place when I was a pastor in Chicago and was moved to Rome. One of my best friends. And he told me that about a year after I left, he got a call one night from one of the local hospitals. A 14-year-old girl had been shot in a drive-by shooting. The bullet had lodged in her brain and she was connected to machines. The family wanted a priest to be with them before they disconnected the girl, because she was certainly going to die. So Joe felt his anxiety building as he drove over to Illinois Masonic. And when he walked into this ward, intensive care room, he said he just froze. He said, on the bed is this 14-year-old girl, just beginning her life, and it's about to end. And here are her parents, two poor people, a Mexican mother, a white father. And the mother looked and said, Father, would you pray with us? And Joe was immediately plunged into anguish. He said, what do I say? What can you say in the face of this terrible suffering? And the mother must have sensed his anguish. And she reached over and touched him on the arm and said, Father, our fathers and Hail Marys are okay. Like Jesus, she wanted someone to be with her. Like Jesus said, stay awake for a little while and be with me. And I think what the sick ask of us the most is simply to be there. And if we pray, our fathers and Hail Marys are okay. The other thought that occurred to me this morning was this. About our own Gethsemane. And I think of the words of the founder of my congregation, St. Alphonsus. He wrote in a circular letter once to all the houses. He said, brothers, pray while you're well, because it's hard to pray when you're sick. Take advantage of the good days. Take advantage of today and pray. As Jesus turned to his disciples, he said, pray that you won't be submitted to the test. What test was he talking about? It's the same test that we pray every time we pray to our Father. And lead us not into temptation. The temptation to despair, to forget God. And suffering can put us in that danger. It's like when I worked in a stable, I used to watch the blacksmiths. When they shoe the horses, they put something that looked like a mousetrap on their muzzle, and it froze the horse. All he could feel was that pain. Couldn't think of anything else. Then he could pick up and shoot a horse. So the Lord invites us today to pray, not out of anxiety or fear, but to say, Lord, help me remember that you are always with me. And help me be a living reminder to those who share your own Gethsemane. Place of silence, of agony, of betrayal, place of our incapacity to keep the